BBC News. The number of officially recorded coronavirus cases around the world has now passed 500,000 since the start of the outbreak. More than 180 countries have been affected. Globally, nearly 23,000 people have been killed. In Italy, which is the hardest hit country, the number of people who've died from the coronavirus in the past 24 hours has risen again. Leaders of the G20 countries have promised they'll do whatever it takes to minimise the damage from the COVID-19 pandemic, saying $5 trillion is being injected into the global economy. The BBC's diplomatic correspondent says it's a rallying call to the international community, but its success depends on individual governments providing funds. The South African security forces are about to start enforcing a 3-week nationwide lockdown. The country has recorded over 900 coronavirus infections, the highest in Africa. One of Africa's biggest cities, the Congolese capital, Kinshasa, has announced an intermittent shutdown from Saturday. All residents, apart from essential workers, will have to stay at home for 3 weeks. In other news, Sri Lanka's president, Gotabaya Rajapaksa, has pardoned a former army officer who was sentenced to death for murdering 8 Tamil civilians during the country's civil war. Mr. Rajapaksa played a key role in the conflict as a top defence official. A famous lone wolf in Canada has been killed by hunters in a remote part of Vancouver Island. The male wolf was being monitored and had been living alone on a smaller island off the Pacific coast for several years. The former French national football coach, Michel Hidalgo, the first to win the country a major trophy, has died at the age of 87. Under Hidalgo, France won the Euro 1984 championship. BBC News.